Okay, Armagh City on a coldish, rainyish sort of night, but a nice night for us. 114 to 11 points, the final score. We won comfortably, even though with less than 10 minutes to go, it looked anything but comfortable, because Armagh almost got to within 2 points of it, but then Mr. Horrendous made a horrendous mess up of a free from close in. And I think at that stage, the ref was really giving them virtually everything. Very poor performance, actually, by Maurice Deegan. I thought, you know, he certainly embellished his record as a poor ref tonight. But anyway, there's no point cribbing about that. I think we did very well. The groundwork for it was done right at the start, obviously, when we started very, very strongly. We were, I think it was 1-4 to no score up. Freeman got three frees to start off with. I think we got another point after that. And then Andy latched onto a loose ball and banged it in. After I think it was a 50 by David Clark, so 1-4 to no score up, and we were always in control really from then on. We were 4 up at half time. Armagh had came back into it late in the first half, but we finished the half well, and then we kicked on very well in the second half. I think we were 7 up at one stage. Now Armagh predictably came back into it, and as I said, the ref more or less gave them everything to help them on their way, but it was us that finished strongly and saw it out well and won by 6 in the end. I think the turning point in the second half seemed to be when Barry Moran went off, because he had been doing well at midfield, and once Seamus O'Shea came on to join Aidan at midfield, we really lost everything there. And I'm not saying it necessarily was Seamus's fault that happened or anything, but it certainly there was a coincidence there. But, you know, it was a good performance on the night. Now, Armagh are weakened. The Cross McGlynn lads aren't there. I was asking one of the few of the Cross lads here, and they're saying they would probably contribute 4 or 5 players to that team, plus the Stephen McDonald as well. So, you know, this isn't Armagh's best team. But, you know, it is the team that beat Kerry last week or a few weeks ago, and it is the team that came back and snatched a draw from Cork. So I think we can be rightly pleased with our night's performance, one that probably I guess puts us on the top of the table, certainly tonight. Good performance tonight. Lee Keegan, I thought, had a great game. The lads at the backs did very well. Kevin Keane did well. He went off injured towards the end. Donny Vaughan played well. Keith played well. Richie Feeney had another good strong game. Who else? Barry Moran was good at midfield. Aidan sort of put himself about, you know, very physically, and I think added, you know, helped things in doing that. Up front, Freeman caught ball after ball. I mean, that guy has an absolutely super pair of hands, and he caught a brilliant one at the end for a free and then converted it himself. And he played well. Endervarley got an absolute screamer of a point, a real trademark one right at the end. He did okay too. Jason Doherty had fits and starts. No really huge stars tonight, but a good solid performance, a good solid win, and that's exactly what we wanted to see. So that's it. Easy trip home from here, and that's about it. Okay, good night.